In this episode, we delve into the increasingly crucial role of hybrid trial models in clinical research. The traditional versus fully decentralized trial debate is outdated. The future lies in hybrid approaches that blend the strengths of both. Lily, can you elaborate on why this shift is so vital?
Absolutely, Sophia. Trial delays are astronomically costly, and access disparities erode trust in the research process. Hybrid models offer a solution by expanding geographical reach and reducing participant burden without compromising data quality or scientific rigor. They acknowledge that neither a solely site-centric nor a fully virtual approach can cater to all the complexities of modern clinical trials.
Precisely. This evolution reflects a broader change in how stakeholders perceive trial design. Sponsors are moving away from an all-or-nothing approach to decentralization, recognizing that the optimal strategy varies depending on the therapeutic area, patient population, and study objectives.
The shift is truly fundamental. Sponsors now adopt modular designs, decentralizing elements like consent, specific assessments, or follow-up visits as needed, while retaining site-based activities where they provide the most value. Investigators initially skeptical are becoming advocates, appreciating how hybrid models enhance patient relationships and reduce administrative burdens. Crucially, patients are actively demanding flexible trial participation options, seeking a blend of in-person and remote engagement. This convergence of perspectives establishes hybrid trial design as a strategic necessity, directly impacting recruitment, retention, and data quality.
At Theranovex, we've developed a comprehensive hybrid trial optimization framework to address this. Our methodology is grounded in evidence, relying on a proprietary database of performance metrics from hundreds of hybrid trials. This allows us to quantify the impact of various decentralization strategies on key metrics like recruitment, retention, and data quality. We avoid relying on assumptions and instead provide data-driven recommendations to our clients.
This evidence-based approach is what differentiates us, Sophia. Our hybrid configuration tool generates a detailed implementation roadmap considering technological selection, workflow design, site training, and patient support strategies. We create a seamlessly integrated experience for both sites and participants, eliminating the fragmentation often associated with hybrid models. But it's not just about the technology. Our patient journey team ensures that the human element is prioritized, maintaining meaningful connections between patients and investigators, even in decentralized aspects of the trial.
Let's look at some real-world examples. In one phase 3 diabetes study, we reduced on-site visits by 60%, expanding the geographical reach and accelerating enrollment by 70%. In another multiple sclerosis trial, shifting questionnaires and check-ins to remote formats improved retention rates to 92%, significantly exceeding the historical average of 68%. The improvements in data completeness were particularly impressive.
And perhaps the most compelling example is a rare disease study with a geographically dispersed patient population. With only 3 on-site visits and the rest conducted remotely, we were able to enroll patients from 38 states despite having just 12 active research sites. This not only made the study feasible, but it also significantly diversified the participant pool. It's a powerful illustration of how hybrid models can overcome barriers to participation. Remember that time we tried to use a purely virtual model for a trial and ended up with more technical difficulties than participants? Thankfully, we've come a long way since then.
Indeed, a valuable lesson learned. But beyond the patient level, hybrid models offer significant advantages to sponsors, CROs, and research sites. For sponsors, the cost savings and faster enrollment are substantial. For CROs, expertise in hybrid implementation is a key competitive differentiator. For sites, hybrid models expand reach without disproportionately increasing operational burdens.
The benefits also extend to diversity and inclusion. Hybrid models reduce access barriers, promoting broader representation in clinical trials and enhancing study population diversity.
To effectively implement hybrid models, we suggest a component-by-component assessment, prioritizing patient input and investing in seamless integration between traditional and decentralized elements. Avoid the temptation of an all-or-nothing approach. A thoughtful, tailored strategy is key.
Ultimately, hybrid models aren't just a trend. They're a crucial advancement in clinical research, balancing efficiency, access, and data quality. They're a testament to the power of collaboration and innovation in creating a more patient-centric and inclusive research landscape. We hope this episode has highlighted the significant advantages that hybrid clinical trials can bring, and we encourage you to explore these models more deeply for your future studies.
Indeed, Lily. It's a more efficient, more inclusive, and ultimately a more effective way to conduct crucial clinical research. We encourage you to visit our website at theranovex.com to discover more about how we can help you design and implement hybrid clinical trials that expand patient access without compromising scientific integrity. Thank you for joining us today.